Mishnah Navus in the third parak quotes Rabbi Meir. Kalashachiach davar echa mimishnasai. If a person forgets something from his learning, ma'ala lavakosav kilu mischai benafshai. Shenem ma'ar rak yishamar lachosh mornafshicham yod pentishkan chesadvarim esharo yonacham. That's capital crime for a person to forget a davar echa mimishnasai. Of course it's a pella how it could be that if a person should forget one thing from his learning, that it's ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. But derech Musar, the pshat is that if a person forgets something from his learning, to him, it should be so severe to him, so serious to him, that it's ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. Like, you have to understand, this is a very charif maimer from Rabbanim, but he says that if a person forgets Hashem Yisborach, even for a moment, then not all the Gehenim in the world is kedai for such a serious thing. So too, if a person forgets the davar echa mimishnasai, to him it's kilu mischayev benafsho. It should be a very serious thing to him. It would be like al derech Musar maybe. But kepshuto, kilu mischayev benafsho, how do we understand such a thing? To forget one thing, kilu mischayev benafsho. Furthermore, when we speak about Matan Torah, and the experience of Matan Torah, so we have to understand what is the relationship between Matan Torah and Limud HaTorah. Simply put, that if not for the fact that there was a Matan Torah, we couldn't learn Torah. Hashem had to give us Torah in order to learn it. Salpi Pshat, Matan Torah was something of the past. And we learn Torah every single day thanks to the giving of Torah. However, Chazal have a lashon of Chavivin Devei Torah Alayim Deha B'chol Yom V'Yom Ki Yom Shinitna B'Sinai Gemara Bracha Samachim Al Menal. The Devei Torah Chaviv every single day to those who learn it like the day it was given on Sinai. So the lashonos like this of Kinesinasa B'Sinai in Chazal, which suggests to us that there's learning Devei Torah, and then there's learning Devei Torah Kinesinasa B'Sinai. Which behooves us to understand what does it mean to learn Torah Kinesinasa B'Sinai. But there's an ingredient here called Kinesinasa B'Sinai that those who learn Torah in that way, the Devei Torah Chaviv into them. That if a person attaches himself to Torah Kinesinasa B'Sinai, the Torah is Chaviv. So why is that so? What does it mean to learn Torah Kinesinasa B'Sinai? When we understand what it means to learn Torah Kinesinasa B'Sinai, we can understand that learning Torah that we can do today is not just something which is a Tzitzah from Kabbalah Satorah. That in Pnimius we view Matan Torah as being the Shoyrish for every single Limud HaTorah. Now let's explain what that means. Chazal tell us, and this is a lesson which comes up quite frequently, when we start to take apart the experience of Matan Torah, we find a lesson in Chazal, for example, in Avos Reb Nosson, that it says explicitly, V'chol davar shayotze mipiv, that everything which is learnt out. Let's begin with the Maamar Nuyumah, Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Maaseh ben Charash Omer, he's actually in the pasuk, V'yishkan kfar Hashem al Har Sinai, L'aybaha kasav ela la'ayim alav. That when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the point of bringing the Shechin on Har Sinai was la'ayim aleihem, to bring them to a state of fear. Kedei shehei ha'tayra nitna be'ema b'reses v'zeya. Shenemar ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'yira. There's an aspect of learning Torah, be'ema b'yira b'reses v'zeya. As the Pasuk says explicitly, that Hashem says when He comes to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, levavur tihya yirasu apneichem, that Hashem wanted to bring Torah down to Bnei Yisrael in a way that it should go hand in hand, it should be coupled with the experience of Yerushalayim. And always says to Rabbi Akiva, Nitna Torah Beyira Bereses, the Torah was given Beyira Bereses, Lehis Asigba Beyira Bereses. It was given in that way to teach us that it should be learnt in that way. Tanad Ve'al Yom Perk Yates, Hine Yamim Boim Lum Hashem, Mikan Amru, Yehi Adam Loime Torah Be'ema Beyira Bereses Vizeyah. And in Brachos Chafez Manalef, very important Maimon Chazal, quoting really this pasuk which the Mishnah quoted before in Pirkei Avos, Vaydatim Levanacha Velevnei Vanacha, Yom Asher Amarat Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Bechayrev, Ma Lahalam Beyimim Be'ir V'yasis V'zeya, After V'Torah came. That it's used for Halach and Achamina when it comes to being Toivel for Balkari, that Torah needs to be learned Be'imim Be'ir V'yasis V'zeya. In fact, the Balaturim tells us on the pasuk Vayar Ha'am Vayanu that this idea of Vayanu, of shaking at Har Sinai, so he writes that from the fact that Bnei Yisrael received Torah Be'em B'Yir versus V'Zeya, that's the reason why Anachnu Misnanim B'Shas Halim and B'Pnei Shnet and Be'em. The minig is to shake, to what's this called again? To shuckle. I haven't said that word in ages. To shuckle during Limud HaTorah, because it awakens the giving of Torah, that nekuda within ourselves of Torah shenitna be'ema b'yir v'yasis v'zeh. There's a ritva, according to Yerushalmi and Yuma, that the Gemara says that a person can't read Torah while he's standing on an amud. Why? So the Gemara says, k'nesinasa kach kriyasa, k'shem shenitna be'ema v'yira af kriyasa kein. That Liman HaTorah has to be an experience which replicates the way it was given on Har Sinai, where there's a special degesh upon Ema, Beyira, Vereses, V'zeya. And in fact, therefore, just like when HaKadosh Baruch himself taught us Torah on Har Sinai, he taught it to us with the experience of Ema, Beyira, Vereses, V'zeya. So the Medrash in Avos Reb Nosson says, V'chol davar sheitzim yipiv, every word which leaves the Rebbe's mouth, when you learn from your Rebbe, Kableyu Alecha, Be'ema b'yira b'rasas v'zeya. And in fact, it says about Aaron HaKohen, Kevan, this is in Yalkut Shemayin, in Parshas Bo'i, Kevan shahaya Moshe medaber. When Moshe would speak, haya Aaron marchin oznav, he would bend his ears, lishmoya be'ema, he would bend his ears to hear it be'ema. And in fact, in Vayikri Ava, Paragimel, it says on the pasuk, va'etneim lo'i mora v'yireini, that I gave him moira and he feared me. The Medrash says the Aharon, Shekiva lulav divrei Torah be'ema be'yira be'reses v'zeya. The Aharon was the perfect Talmud to Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, Moshe himself, Chazal say about Moshe, Mipnima zacha Moshe liyos chasan Torah. How was Moshe able to become the chasan Torah? And by the way, we have an aliyah every Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, called chasan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Chasan Torah, and the reason why this is such a coveted aliyah is because the Chasan Torah is really Moshe. And so anybody who receives the aliyah of Chasan Torah has a certain kesher with Moshe Rabbeinu for that year in Torah. That's why that aliyah of Chasan Torah speaks about the Petir of Moshe. The Petir of Moshe doesn't mean that Moshe dies. It means that when Moshe dies, he gives over himself to the person who receives the aliyah of Chasan Torah. So Chazal say that a tzaddik is gadol b'misas yosem b'chayav. And Chazal say that you never find that a tzaddik dies without leaving a somebody who to take over for him in his position. So the Siluk of Moshe Rabbeinu, which you read about in Chasan Torah, means that Moshe is nostalgic, but the person who receives the Aliyah, Moshe is like Somech Yadav Alav, the one who receives the Aliyah, that he has an Aliyah L'Torah, that he's called Chasan Torah for that year, like he's in the place, in that Malkam of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's just Agav. So Chazal say, Mipnama Zacha Moshe, Aliyah Chasan Torah. How was he zeicha to be chasan Torah? Eikav anava yira shahayabai. Because of his yira shamayim. That's why he's called chasan Torah. So yira is the vessel. It's the oitzer that we know from Chazal that Torah is put into. It's the keli. But Moshe and Aaron, that when they learned Torah, they learned it be'ema b'yir v'yasa v'zeya. And in fact, Chazal goes as so far as to say, that Chazal we quoted before about Aaron HaKohen, that when he was marchin azal lishma be'ema, when he bent his ear to hear Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, ma'ala lavakasav kilu shema mipi HaKadosh Baruch. It's as if he heard Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. What this is suggesting to us is that really Torah B'Sharshai, Torah B'Sharshai is the learning of Torah at its root is to be able to hear Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's why when Klai Yisrael, when they began to hear Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, right, at first they said, we don't want to hear Torah from you, we want to hear Torah from Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem said, okay, great, Anei Hashem Alokacha. That they were able to see through Moshe, that Moshe is just a shaliach. Moshe is not the one who gives over Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who receives the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gives it over. The Moshe is just a shliach from Hashem. He's like a malach. That really Torah B'Sharshai B'Taharasai is supposed to be able to be received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's why the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba Tzadihei, Amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, you taught your children Torah in this world. I will teach you Torah la'asalav. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants himself, kivyachol, to teach Torah to Bnei Yisrael. There's another medrash which says, the Torah didn't need to be given in this world. If so, lama, why was it given in this world? No, why? Shakol asidin liyos lamedim tamim b'kadosh baruch hu. Ultimately, everybody will learn Torah from Hashem himself, l'olam haba. So if so, why was Torah given to us in this world? Meaning we needed to know the Mar Makomos. The reason why we have Torah in this world is that to prepare ourselves to know the basics, to be able to learn Torah, meaning Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's fascinating. Chazal say that nobody's going to teach him, right? Everybody's going to hear Torah Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to have a Rebbe. And that's the reason why Chazal say Yihyeh Moira Rabach K'moira Shomai. Because in Pnimiyas HaTorah, a Rebbe is not somebody who just teaches Torah to you. He's considered to be the Shorash of your Neshama. He's considered to be your Sinai. He's considered even more, in a deeper sense, to be the shliach and the malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to teach you Torah. And that's why Chazal say that anybody who's like, you want to know how to, who is a real Rebbe? Any Rebbe who's Kamalach Hashem Tzvakos, like he's a Malach Hashem, Yivakesh Torah Mipihu. What does it mean, Kamalach Hashem? A Malach is only a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So any person who you see in him, that even though he's a Rebbe, it's not that he takes pride in being a Rebbe as if like, oh, I'm a Rebbe and this is my Talmud, I'm here to teach him Torah. This is my schus, this is my charge. No. Any Rebbe who sees himself as being just a malach, which is a shliach of Hashem to teach Torah. Because really, Torah b'taharasa k'netzinah s'vissinai means that Hashem himself, Hashem alein, that he speaks Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Any Rebbe who sees himself as a malach Hashem, that's your Rebbe. That's a himoyer rabach k'moyer shemayim. That he's nislavish, the shechina is nislavish in that Rebbe, to be able to teach Torah to the Talmud. That's a real Rebbe. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is to be the one to teach Torah to every single Jew, and that's the way it's going to be la'asalavo after the world transforms itself. And in fact, that's the way it was given originally. The very first time at which we learned, in the womb, we know that every single child, every single embryo in the womb is learning Torah. How is he learning Torah? There's a malach, teaching him kol HaTorah kula. Right? There's a ner al Rabbi Roshai, teaching him kol HaTorah kula. Why is that so? Because this is supposed to be a dogma and a dinyam of what it means, Torah kinesinah sabisinah. That it's Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and the Malach is carrying the word of Hashem Yisbarach. But we come into the world learning Torah like that, and this world is only just an opportunity to be able to try to gather in, like finding a mitzvah of an aveda of the Torah which we lost in the womb, to be able to recover something of that sort. So when we come up to Shemayim, or in the Olam HaTchiyah, we're able to understand the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be teaching us. Because that's Torah kinesina sabisina. Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yatzim. And that's why anybody who bends his ear to be able to learn Torah be'ema u'b'yira from his Rebbe, as the Chazal say, ma'al le'olav kiduk shemiyah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the oimek ha'inyan is because Chazal say, v'chol makom, shakadosh Baruch Hu hishar Torah, hishar shechinasa. Wherever the Torah is, that's where the Shechina is. And Chazal say in the Gemara Brachos, and the Mishnah in Malvos, even if one person learns Torah, the Shechina is with him. That Shechina with him, that when a person learns Torah, that's the nekuda of kinesina sabisina. That wherever there's Torah, the Shechina is there, because the Shechina is the one who is constantly and forever teaching Torah to Bnei Yisrael. It's not that a person sits down and he picks up a sefer, he's on his own. Even if he has a Rebbe, so now he has a tool. No. If he sits by himself, the Shekhinah is with him to teach him Torah. And if not, then he has a Rebbe. Even the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem that the Shekhinah teaches Torah. Because where there's Torah, there's Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah is there to be the Rebbe. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's a dogma. It's a me'ain of Torah before you were born. And la'asalavo, al matan Torah, kinesinasim yisinai, that the Shekhinah himself, kivyachol, teaches Torah to B'nai Yisrael. Just with omek, a little bit more omek. The pasuk says by Matan Torah, it says that the Klal Yisrael were roim as hakolos, that they saw the kolos. The Zohar Kaddish says kolos chasriksev, that kolos is spelled without a vav. Kolos chad, it was one voice. V'ilu kol ravirva takifa, this is the very great and powerful voice. Doloi paskas la'amin, which never ceases to hear, to listen, to be heard. That it doesn't weaken, chas v'shalom, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. As the pasuk says, that the call continues to get stronger and it doesn't end. And this is the call, Rabbi Isai, that when a Jew learns Torah, this is the call of the Shekhinah, this is the call of Hashem, that when a Jew learns Torah, kinesinas b'sinai, he's able to tap into that call, which is the kol gadol v'lo yasaf. It's the kol which is for every teaching Torah to B'nai Israel. And by the way, you know Chazal say, also in the sixth parak of Avos, that there's a bas kol every day which comes out from Sinai, from Har Chayre, which says, Oy lebrios mi'elbona shel Torah. Woe to the brios from the elbon of Torah. That those who are mevatel Torah, there's a special bas kol which comes out. What's the nature of this bas kol and why is it called the bas kol? Teretz is that even when a Jew learns Torah, if he doesn't tap into the kol, God of Elias of Har Sinai, then there's what's called a bas kol. The bas kol is considered to be the bas of that kol, of the kol God of Elias, which says about those that even though they learn Torah, if they don't tap into that kol, which is continuously speaking from Sinai, there's what's called a bas kol, which says, woe to Yidden who don't know how to learn Torah. Even those who are learning Torah, if they're not tapping into that kol, there's a bas kol. This is not Torah kinesinas misinai, then it's chaser. Because the ikir Torah is kinesinas misinai. And that's why those who tap into that kol gadol, v'lo yasaf and sinai, the divi Torah is mamish chavivim and alayim dehem kiyom kinesinas misinai. It's chaviv to them, because when it's mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi'atzem, it's so sweet. It's like mikveh water. Mikveh water, as soon as it comes into a keli, it's pasul. If it comes straight from Shemayim into the lower world, it's matayr. Because there's no hefsek. When the word of Hashem is taught directly from Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the sweetest thing in the world, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there is constant emtsayim in between, if it has to cross certain obstacles in order to get there, each time it becomes tainted, it's not v'taharasa. But to those that they're able to bend their ear in a way, that even when they hear from the Rebbe, it's ki'ilu shniya mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'asol, because they're not tapping into the Rebbe, they're tapping into the kol within the Rebbe. They're tapping into the experience of Matan Torah, which is still present, which is a kol gadol v'lo yasaf. They're learning Torah kinesinas misinai, then vadi chad min divi Torah alem de'a ki'am yon kinesinas misinai. Not only that, lo mizeichet to chidushay Torah. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks every day, he's teaching chidushay Torah. And a person who is able to connect himself Ketaret Kinesina Sami Sinai, he's not just tapping into an old Torah, which is bland, Chas V'Chalila, but it's not old. There's Mamish Chidushi Torah there. That if a person, if he aligns himself with that experience, it's Mamish Kinesina Sami Sinai, then it's Chaviv Indivit Torah, and he's Echad Chidushi Torah. Because from Sinai, that's where Torah comes into this world, and whatever comes into this world every day, there's new Torah there. He's at the portal from where Torah comes into the world. And just like when Hashem said, Anei Hashem Elokecha, the first time, that was mamash a chiddush which rocked the world. Every day there's new rockings which are taking place by Har Sinai. So the person has to align himself with this. He doesn't have to go with the Sinai. He has to align himself with the experience of Sinai, which is continuous, which is no matter where you are, the Shekhinah comes to you. to align oneself with Divrei Torah. This is the Pshat in the Gemara of Metzia Nedarim, which says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, nobody can understand why the Torah was destroyed. There were Mamish Tamid Chachamim galore. Shalul and Neviim, Shalul and Chachamim. Nobody knew the answer to why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came and he said, Vayimir Hashem, Al Azlam Es Torasi, because they forsake my Torah. Forsake my Torah? There are brilliant people then. So the Gemara says, Mipnei Shelo Berechu B'Torah Tchila. What does it mean, Mipnei Shelo Berechu B'Torah Tchila? So there's a very famous Rabbeinu Yonah there. But the Oimek Inyan is, because it's Shivim Panam LaTorah, is that we say every single day in Berachas HaTorah, and there's three of them, of course, but the last one, which is the Iker one, we say, Hashem Bo Chabana Mikol Amin, V'Nasa Lanu Es Torasai, that you gave us Torah in the past, Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisin HaTorah, you continue to give us Torah now. Which means that we admit and we know that Torah was given 2,000 years ago on Har Sinai, 3,000 years ago on Har Sinai. That's Shinasa Lanu Es Torasai. But the Noisin HaTorah, the fact that a person can learn Torah Kinesinas of Sinai, Hashem says that's called Torah Si, my Torah. When I give it to you, it's called my Torah. When you leave my Torah and you only see the Rebbe is giving you Torah, or you have to just kind of fend for yourself to learn Torah, that's not called Torah Si. And if a person doesn't learn Torah Kinesinas of Sinai, Hashem says that's called forsaking my Torah, Mipnei Shelo Berechu B'Torah Tchila. That's what Hashem wants. Torah Kinesinas of Sinai. I forgot to quote Tanad Velio Perak Yod. Ashrei Misha Mischadshin Torah Al Piv. Praiseworthy is he that he zeichet Chidushei Torah on his mouth. V'doimek Kemisha Mashmiyin Oisem Min Hashamayim. To him, it's like he hears Torah Min Hashamayim. Based on what we said, you can understand very good, because the experience of Torah Kinesinas Misinai and the Inyan of Chidushei Torah, they go hand in hand. Now there's a very interesting thing. When we take a look in Shulchan Aruch, we find that in two places, Chazal tell us, there's an idiom of Eirim V'Yir V'Reses V'Zeir, at least in Orach Chaim. I'm not talking Hilchos Dayanim, we find it too, by the Dayanim. And it's really shaykh to this idiom. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzimach Samech Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yikra Kriyashma Be'ema B'Yira V'Reses V'Zeir. And this is really based on a medrash, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and it brings a mashal, it says that when a king comes and he gives over his pras dugma, his codes, to his medina, so everybody, when they see that the king has come with a letter, and the servicemen of the king, that they come, everybody stands up, amnu b'paru roisham, they stand, they take off their caps. And then they listen to the words of the king, Be'im Be'ir V'Asif Zeir. Hashem says, when I gave you Kriyashma Pris Duguma to me, Shali. This is my code. This is my edicts. And Hashem says, Lahitrachti Eschem, V'Lemarti Lechem. I didn't tell you that you have to stand up and to take off your caps and to listen to Be'im. He says, no, I didn't tell you that. El V'Shivtecha B'Veisecha V'Lechcha V'Derech V'Shal. It's however you want to do it. You can do it however you want to do it. But it doesn't say not to do Be'im Be'ir Zeir. You have to do it be'aim of Yerushalayim Zeir, but you can do it however you want. In Chitzonius, do whatever you want. Whatever helps you do it be'aim of Yerushalayim Zeir better, do it that way. But it has to be be'aim of Yerushalayim Zeir. And we find the same thing also by Tefillah. As you know, the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, Ein Omer Lehispalel, and that's exactly how the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Siman Sadi Gimel. Lo Yamoid Lehispalel, Eime Be'aim of Yerushalayim Vehachna, and in Sadi Hey. So my high kriyashma and tefillah, that they have this inyan of be'emer b'yir v'yasad v'zeir. Teretz is because kriyashma is considered to be the shayrush of all the limud haTorah. Like we know in Gemara Menachos, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that if a person would just say kriyashma once in the morning and once in the night, that's called v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla. He's makayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah. The kriyashma is considered to be Talmud Torah every single day. In fact, all the halachas of Talmud Torah we learn out from how you say kriyashma. If you could do it in the bathroom or b'tzoa, b'chule, b'chule, everything surrounds around the inyan of kriyashma. And the reason being is because hanoyche Hashem elokecha, we're going mamash b'kitzur now, everybody. I'm sorry, each one of these is mamash a shmuz in itself, but we have to be makatzur because of the time. as you know. So we say Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is considered to be the Shorish of all Torah. And the Yerushalmi says that the Aseres Adibros correspond to Kriya Shema. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is Keneged Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Shorish of all Dibur. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he taught us Torah Mipiv. Whenever we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's Ki'ilu we hear on our Sinai Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That Hashem teaches Torah to Bnei Yisrael himself. And tefillah also. The experience of Matan Torah, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, was not just an experience of Kabbalah HaTorah. It was also a maimed of tefillah itself. It says, Yom HaShor Amadata Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chayev. Ein Amida Ela Tefillah. When you come up to tefillah, you have to be Shechinas Kenegdoi. It's just like when you learn Torah, the Shechinas Kenegdoi, tefillah is also the Shechinas Kenegdoi. And the two go hand in hand. That Kriya Shema is the actual limud of Torah, and tefillah is the circumstances to receive Torah. That it's Ba'amida. That's why Torah used to be learned Ba'amida until the Yard Chusha Lo'olam, everybody sat. But before that, everybody stood. Why? Because it's a Maimon Har Sinai. It's an experience. Torah is like an experience of Torah and Tefillah Be'achad. When Torah was given, it wasn't how Torah was given. It was given in a Matzav of Tefillah. Explain once that that's why the Yaakov Ruvain, he quotes a Medrash, which says that when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, so Har HaMoriah jumped and also came to Har Sinai, and the Torah was given on Har Sinai on top of Har HaMoriah. Why? What does Har HaMoriah get in here? Torah says, because Har HaMoriah is the place of Tefillah. It's the base of Mikdash, base Tefillah, see Yikar L'Cholam. And Har Sinai is the place of Torah. But being that the Torah wasn't just an experience of Torah, it was an experience of Torah and Tefillah, the Mela Har HaMoriah, which is the heart of Tefillah, also had to be present with Shasman and Torah. So being that the Torah was given, and it was given me, Pia Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did they hear from Hashem himself, not from Moshe, Anoichi and Lo Yelecha, which is Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Kepi Mechazel, and Voed. So therefore, Kriya Shema has to be said, but also Tefillah, because Matan Torah was also an experience of Tefillah. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch you find that Torah and Tefillah have to be done, Be'emer B'yer V'sif Zeh. Kinesi Nasim Yisinai. Because really Shema and Tefillah were done together, and that's the halacha, by the way, of why it's asur to be mafsik between Shema and Tefillah. We're Semchen Gula L'Tefillah, because really they're one and it's Shairish. Shema and Tefillah are mamish one. But there's a period, and part of the whole Indian of learning Torah L'Shema is to be Miyachi Torah and Tefillah B'yachah, which is not for now. But to learn Torah in that Oifen, where there's a Yichud between Shema and Tefillah, that's called Torah Kinesinas and Misina. But what's interesting is that if you take a look at the Tikkun, which we do on Yom Shavuos, the finality of the Tikkun, after you do the Tikkun and you go to the Mikveh, the finale of the Tikkun is by Musaf time, where you say the Kiddusha of Keser, but when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in that Kiddusha, that's where the Iker Zivug and Tikkun takes place, that's called the Gemara Tikkun. The Fizet is very nice. It's very, very nice. Because although you would think that the Iker Nekuda Matan Torah is when by Kriyas HaTorah, where the Chazan is saying Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, right? That's definitely very, very big. When you hear the Aseres Adibros by the Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos morning, that's definitely a bechina of Matan Torah right there. But even more so in Pnimius, it really takes place by Kedusha. Why? Because according to this, it's Mamish Gevaldik. Because it's during the Shas Tefillah, which is during Kedusha, where everybody's in a matzav of Tefillah. Not just in a matzav, but Mamish together because it's one Tefillah B'tzibur. Because the Shatz, who takes responsibility for everybody's Tefillah, he drags everybody into a state of Shemona Esa when he starts to say Kedusha. That's V'kidashtoi. Kedusha is like V'kidashtoi Yom HaMachad V'kadosh HaSahar. That's the matzav of Kedusha. So in that matzav of Kedusha, where you're oimid b'tfilah, when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in tfilah, that's called Kabbalah Satayr. That's the Nekud, that's the Gemara Tikkun. Shema and tfilah together, that mamish experience of aim of b'yir of res v'zeyah, in one, that's called Matan Torah, right there. After that, you can go home. Shuvah lachem la'alecha. Go have Kiddush. But that's called Torah Kinesinasa. You could be zechet to chidushei Torah, to achias in Torah. That's the main thing. And that's why if you take a look at the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh on this Mishnah, he says, HaShecheyach davar echa mimishnasai. What does that mean? SheShecheyach dveikus ha'achtus. If you forget the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what it means, davar echa. It doesn't mean any small little thing which you learn, getting back to what we said before. If you forget the one thing in your learning, which is Hashem Yisborach, the Echad in your learning, that you detach yourself from the experience of Torah Kinesinas V'Sinai. Then, oh, Allah's Mas Tarasi, Shalobecha B'Tarat Chila, yeah, Kilim Schai B'Nafshai. Because it was called Torah B'Chayim, and there's Torah which is detached from Hashem Yisrael. And that's what Rav Zusha says on the Mishnah, Kol HaShachayach Tavechem HaMishnasai, Shashachayach is Hashem Yisbarach, Shu Echad HaMiyuchad, because of his learning Torah, that he's a Messiah, that's from Hashem Yisbarach. In Chassidus especially, it's very important. It's one of the big machlekes in Nefesh HaChaim and in Devi Chassidus. When a person learns Torah, can he forget about Hashem Yisbarach while he's learning Torah? Right, so Nefesh HaChaim says, yes, that's the chedek of learning Torah. Al-Pi Chassidus, mamash no. Mamash no. We have to be mekatzeh because we're running out of time. I'll just tell you that there's many different levels of learning Torah because he has to be seen. But it says about the Bashem Tav HaKadosh that they were made on him, that they were zehim in his talmidim, that they were zecher lishmoya mamon har Sinai kol gadol v'lo yasaf, that they were nizdakech to the point that they were mamish shemeya mamon har Sinai v'kol zerachim v'kol shevach chazak miyad. What? No. Every time he learned Torah with his talmidim, they were mamish able to hear the koilos and brokim on Har Sinai. And in fact, the Komana writes, "V'hazeichel lezeh hadas zeichel gam hayoyim lishma aseres adibreis v'kolos ubrokim." Anybody could be zeichel to that. In fact, he brings a maisa here that once Rabbi Yevi was a talmid of the Magid. He went to visit the Baal Todas Yaakov Yosef, who was very sick at the time. And he asked them a certain shaila that about a certain Torah he says in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And he was very ill. He was lying on his bed, mamish sick. And as soon as he asked, Rav Yevi asked the Toldos Yaakov Yosef this question in learning, he says, V'hayapon of Boyer Kalapit Esh, his face started to become on fire. V'lihat Esh V'Bosev, and then there was a fire which was wrapped around him, which is the way they learned Torah by the Baal Shem. V'hugbohu am imitasai, he says, all of a sudden his bed started to transcend. It started to float in the air. Kamat fachim yal aretz. He became a transformed mensch. As soon as he said the Torah to him, Mamish, his face was on fire. Mamish, kinesinas b'sinai. The way that he learned Torah from the Baal Shem, when the Baal Shem learned Torah, it was Mamish kinesinas b'sinai. They heard the calls. They saw a fire around them, like they saw too by the Racham HaKadosh. He said, learn Torah like this. The Arizal learned Torah like this. Pshim b'yuchai. That there's a way of, there's many dargas in learning Torah Kisinas Misin, but by the great tzaddikim that they were able to give over mamish new giluyim to the world, like the Derech Le Baal Shem, for example, in the Arizal, they learned Torah mamish Kinesinas Misinai. Because in Pnimius HaTorah, we don't look at the giving of Torah and the learning of Torah as two separate events. Oh, because Torah was given, now we can learn Torah. No. That learning Torah is considered to be an anaf, a branch, and the giving of Torah is the shayrish. And it's the responsibility of the anafim to be like the shayrish. So we have to, by learning Torah, when there's a mila of Torah called Kinesinas Abisinai, it means to learn Torah mamish like the Shoresh as it was given. Like an Uber lives at B'mei Yimai. Like you're going to learn a lasa level Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every Rebbe is just a malach, which means that he's just an emissary of Hashem. And if a person attaches themselves to that kol gadol v'lo yasaf, and he sees the Shechina Kenegdo when he learns, it's Ki'ilu Shamiya Mipiv Torah. And that's why some people are zechut chidushi Torah, and they have a chiyus in Torah, because they're not just seeing Torah as just like a safe in front of them, like learning a textbook, chas v'shalom. That there's learning Torah and there's learning textbooks. Textbook is like you attach your seichel hakatan to the words in front of you and you try to understand. But Torah has to do with neshama, has to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has to do with shechina. The more that a person broadens his horizons, then he understands what Chazal mean, kol ha-shecheich davar echa mimishnah sukil mischai ben afshay. That when a person, he's dalif nemiya ta'amel, that's what I'm saying. The more that a person attaches himself to the shechina Kodesh when learning Torah, the more that the whole experience of Limud Torah changes. And there's many nafka minas in Chassidus. If you take this klal and you learn Sifri Chassidus especially, you'll find that which they describe, the different skulos and totzos of learning Torah, it's all the result of this. And how they teach Torah l'shmoa, v'chule, v'chule. That's why the Baal Shem Tov writes, and so does the Nefesh HaChaim, that it used to be the people that it was very easy for them to come to Yiras Shamayim when they learned Torah. Nowadays, that we're very weak in Yerushalayim, we have to stop every once in a while just to reframe ourselves, to create the environment, to be mechazik ourselves in the end of Yerushalayim when learning Torah. Every once in a while, to stop, not just to learn Torah straight seder, to come in, to sit down, and to pick up yourself and leave. But even when you sit down, dalif ni'amiyat ha'omel, to remember just to chap a little Yerushalayim when learning Torah. When the chodzer from the limb, when he went to Reb Shmelki to learn Torah. So Reb Shmelki told him like this. He said, whenever we learn Torah, Shmelki was a big guy, he was one of the big guy in the generation. Shmelki told the Chayza like this. He says, whenever we learn Torah, and you see me that I'm taking my finger like this, you know, like the way that Lam Donim learned, and I'm going like, he's waving his finger, his thumb in the air like this, like in pilpul. If you see, if you suspect that I'm shaking my finger in a way that I'm so caught up in the Torah that I'm forgetting about Hashem Yisbarach, just grab my thumb and pull it. That's what he said. Grab my thumb and pull it. So the Chayza said that never once in my life did I ever have to pull the thumb of the Shmelki. That he never was Mesiach Das once from the Ribbono Shel Olam learning Torah. That there's a big Indian Chassid not to detach Hashem Yisbarach from the Torah. That Hashem and the Torah, you be Reis Achadu. That he and the Torah are one. And the more that a person understands that, he'll be zechet to the Chaim in Torah, there's the Chidushei Torah, he'll be zechet to the Torah, be Yerushamayim, will be Tarasa, Kiyon, Kinyasa, Mitzinai, that's where we're heading towards. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'chol Banayach L'midi Hashem, I myself want to teach Torah to you. And that's going to be the Torah of the La'as Adava, we should be zechet to that Torah Chadash, and meet to be safe. V'yizkoyal Tzedek, Mi'av Amin, Amen.